I have two aspects to my personality. That's what the Bhagavad Gita says. I have a transactional nature, whatever my name is, sex, age, nationality, family, parents. That is my transactional nature with which I deal with the world. But the scriptures say that is an illusory projection. That is an appearance which is not permanent, but at this moment looks very real, just as a dream looks very real. But when you wake up, you realize that the dream was just a projection in my mind. So this whole world is a projection in God's mind. And my body, mind, and intellect are also a projection. And that is my transactional nature. Bhagavan Sri Krishna also says that this form you are seeing of mine is my transactional nature, which is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, friend of Arjuna, teacher of the Gita, and you know, killer of demons. But then Bhagavan says there is my absolute nature, and which you and I also have. We also have this absolute nature, which we call as Om, which you can call as Brahman. Om is the one that, when an individual, he might say, my absolute nature is Om. But actually, Om and Brahman are one. Brahman is the absolute reality which pervades the whole universe. And that is what my true nature is. And that's what the Bhagavad Gita is telling us. And through the path of meditation, where it says, control your mind, ekaki yata chittatma nirashira parigraha, he says, control your mind and shanai shanai uparmet buddhya dhriti grihitaya Atma samstha mana kritva na kinchid api chintayet. Bring the mind under the control of the self, the Lord within, and that is the process of meditation. And again, as the mind wanders, bring it back. Ultimately, you reach that state where Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Yo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pasyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, sachamena pranashyati. So, individual sees the Lord everywhere. Everything is in God, and God is in everything. So I am in God, and God is in me, and everything is that divinity. And that divinity is not separate from me. I and that divinity are one. When that understanding comes, then that is the highest goal. Atmapyena sarvatra samam pasyati yorjana Sukham va yadi dukham va sa yogi paramo mataha. He says that yogi is superior who sees himself as all. Nobody is separate from me, and I am in everything and they are in me. So that is the goal of meditation. And for that you have to quieten the mind. The mind has to be quietened. And last week we heard Arjuna say, Yoyam yogam tvaya prokta samyena madhusudana tasya hamna pranashyami sthiti sthiram chanchalatvat. He says that the mind is so restless. Chanchalam hi mana krishna pramaki balva dridham tasya ham nigraham manye vayoreva sudushkaram. He says, O Krishna, O Bhagwan, the mind is so restless and so turbulent and so unyielding and so strong. I cannot control my mind. I think it is as difficult as trying to control the wind, trying to control the tornado. So I don't think what you are saying is very practical. It may last for a while. Yeah, when I'm sitting in meditation, my mind is quiet, but soon as I go out. So sthitim sthiram, I don't think it is long lasting. What you are telling, this solution is a temporary solution. So that shows that the student has the freedom in our Vedantic teachings to question the teacher, to even challenge the teacher, as long as the question is appropriate and respectful. So let's see what Bhagavan answers. It's a very valid question. You know, we all think, yeah, that's true. Even I find it very difficult to control my mind. I don't think mind can be controlled. I think it's not practical. You know, it's very hard. It's very difficult. So let's see what Bhagavan answers. How the mind can be controlled. So verse number 35. चैप्टर 6। श्री भगवान उवाच असंशयं महाबाहो मनो दुर्निग्रहं चलम् अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येन च गृह्यते। टुगेदर श्री भगवानुवाच असंशयं महाबाहो मनो दुर्निग्रहं चलम् अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येन च गृह्यते। श्री भगवान उवाच, द लॉर्ड स्पोक, भगवान श्री कृष्ण सेड, असंशयम, ही एग्रीज विद अर्जुन, ही सेज असंशयम, नो डाउट, ओ महाबाहो, ओ ग्रेट वॉरियर with the big arms, the long arms. Arjuna was known for his long arms where he could shoot arrows, he could even, you know, fight with other weapons. So he had very mighty arms because he had, you know, physically he was very fit. Oh, great warrior, no doubt, mana, the mind is durnigraham. Durnigraham means difficult to control. Nigraha means to control. Dur means very difficult to control. And it is chalam. It is very restless. You said that. I agree with you. Arjuna says, you agree? He says, yeah, you are absolutely right. But, there is a but he has put in there. Tu, the word in the second line is tu, but abhyasena. Abhyasena means with practice. O Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, he uses the word Kunti to remind him that your mother is such a noble individual and you should have noble thoughts because that is the lineage you come from. So, O Arjuna, O Kunti's son, but through abhyasa, through practice and vairagyena and through detachment, renunciation, cha grihyate, it can be done but it is very difficult. So he agrees with Arjuna in the beginning and then he says, but. So that is the two is the important word in this shloka. So let us see what he says, that the mind is difficult to control but can be controlled by abhyasa and vairagya, practice and detachment. So when Bhagwan starts speaking, Arjuna is ready. He says, Bhagwan is not going to agree with me. I criticized his argument. So he's going to give a counter argument, you know, why the mind is easy to control, or he's going to tell me something and then I'm ready. I have 6 other arguments. So Arjuna was ready with all his arguments and he got deflated. Why? Because Bhagwan said, you are right. See, that is the best way when somebody is very strong and very coming across very strong and not willing to compromise. Not, we say, okay, you are right. Yes, certain points of you are right. I agree with you. So what that does, it immediately reduces his, you know, because he has this armor. Okay, I'm ready to fight. He said, no, you are right. But there are certain points that you should listen to. So that was, as Gurudev in his commentary says, stoop to conquer. You bow down and say, oh, you are right, absolutely right. But there are certain points that you need to consider. And when you tell a person, first you say, your argument is wrong. Then immediately he becomes defensive. He said, no, your argument is right. I agree 100%. But there are certain things you should consider. So that is the beauty of this verse, that how a strong argument can be made into a friendly discussion. So argument Arjuna is giving and Bhagwan says, you are right. I don't disagree with you at all. Mind is very difficult to control. I'm telling you, it is very difficult. And then he calls him Mahabaho, mighty armed. As we said, one was because he says, you are a great warrior. You have overcome so many challenges in your life. In the outer world, you have overcome so many challenges. So many wars he had won, so many great warriors he had defeated. He says, now your challenge is within, to conquer your own mind. So that challenge also you have the ability to overcome that challenge. It's not difficult. You have to do the right means. And that's what Bhagavan will tell him. What are the right means? What are the right methods to challenge the mind, to control the mind? Because the mind is our biggest obstacle. Mana e manushyanam karanam bandha moksha yoho. The Amrita Bindu Upanishad starts with that statement that the mind is our cause of bondage and mind is our cause of liberation. And all the stress we see in the world is what? It's because of the mind, because people don't know how to handle their mind. Little children are stressed, adults are stressed, women are stressed, people at work are stressed. Even old people, after they have retired, they have nothing to do, still they are stressed. Why? What are they stressed about? Children or grandchildren. You know, this, my grandson is not behaving, my son doesn't know how to take care of him, I can't. You know, that's why Shankaracharya ji says, balastavat krida sakta, tarunastavat taruni sakta, vriddhastavat chinta sakta, parame brahmani kopi na sakta. He says, in childhood, everybody is attached to what? Toys. In youth, they are attached to the opposite sex. But in old age, they are attached to chinta, to worry. Just worrying for no reason. I mean, you are done with your life. You have finished your work. Let the children and grandchildren, if they ask for advice, do it. Otherwise, stay in Vairagya, chant Ram Nam, Ram Nam. We just recently, you know, there was this memorial service. He says, Ram Nam Jap Prani Teri Do Din Ki Zindagani. Everybody heard and left. But did it really change our life? That bhajan is so powerful that I should, when I walk out of there, I should say, you're right. I have only a very short life. I have to reach God in this life itself. That is the point of going to these places. Otherwise, you go eat dinner and come out and you remain the same. There has been no change. Then there is no point. See, this beautiful bhajan, when you hear, it should change my thinking. Then and then alone, that, you know, that time is worthwhile. Otherwise, that's exactly what I was thinking, that these words should change our thoughts. Then and then alone, you know, that's why even listening to the Bhagavad Gita should change the way I deal with the world. Otherwise, there is no point of listening. Another meaning of mighty armed, which I read in another commentary, that he had long arms. So what it meant is that you, with long arms, you should love everybody. Everybody should be within, I should have the ability to love everyone. That's how big my hands should be, my arms, that whoever I come in contact with. So Arjuna had that capacity. He was very kind, very compassionate, very loving. So that's why he called him mighty armed. And Arjuna says that mind cannot be stilled. You said, still the mind and realize the self. And that is true. Once the mind is stilled, then the self reveals itself. When your mind is quiet and you're sitting in that silence, you feel the Lord's presence very clearly. When your meditation is going well and your mind is very quiet and peaceful, you feel the Lord's presence. That is the benefit of meditation. But Arjuna says mind cannot be stilled. It is as difficult as controlling the wind. So mind cannot be stilled, so self cannot be realized. You cannot still. So what is the use? I don't think it is any good. So Bhagavan says, practice and renunciation. So anything you to do in the world, you have to practice again and again and again. You want to learn to play golf. You know, they keep making you hit till finally you become as good as Tiger Woods or, you know, same thing. Or in computers, again and again, you encounter problems. You keep on practicing till you become so fast that you can, you know, the keys just move effortlessly. You can. So anything cooking, you know, needs practice. In the beginning, you burn the chapatis and you burn the vegetables. And then with practice, you can do it. So anything in the world to accomplish, you have to practice. So similarly, to succeed in spirituality, regular practice. So regularly and daily abhyas, not only on Sunday. People say, I went to church on Sunday. Bhagwan, my duty is done. I'll see you next week. Or we say, I came to the Gita class Sunday, that's enough for 1 week. Now next Sunday, every day I have to study the Bhagavad Gita. You can listen to talks on the website, you can read the books, you can get additional commentaries. So daily abhyas is very important. Not only study, but also doing some service, doing some puja, sit in front of the Lord and just ask him for, you know, for his grace, ask him for his compassion or her. You know, if you worship the mother goddess. And renunciation. What do we mean by renunciation? Renunciation means detachment. Detachment from what? Objects and fruit. Objects means everything is an object. Whether it's a person, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, whether it's a job, whether it's a position, whether it is power. You detach from, those are physical things. Then you have to detach from your mental hang-ups, you know, your preoccupations, your emotional attachments. I'm so attached to this person. I'm so dependent. So mental preoccupations. Then intellectual prejudices, you know, I'm right. This is the only way. Republicans are only good. Democrats should be shot, or Democrats are only. So we can be attached to our physical comfort. We can be attached to our emotional, you know, hang-ups and our emotional likes and dislikes, or our intellectual opinions, my ego. So attachment to all should be given up. Just as my health is important, others' health I also value. My opinion is important, others' opinion I also value. I heard a very beautiful definition of attachment. It's very nice. He says, Swamiji in one of his commentary, he says, like, you get on a roller coaster, right? And everybody enjoys roller coaster. At least we used to. I remember I used to take my kids, and I've gone on all Viper and all the worst roller coasters. I love to do that. And it goes up and down, and you enjoy it. And you know, right, in 90 seconds it will be over. They try to scare you. Ultimately, the roller coaster ends and you get out. So you enjoy it. Ha, ha, ha. It was fun. It was scary, but it was fun. Now, supposing you're on the roller coaster and they make an announcement that, sorry, we have a technical glitch, we have a computer problem, and the roller coaster will not stop, will keep on going, and we have called our technical people, but it will take them 45 minutes to come and fix it. Now, what will be your condition, right? You were enjoying the roller coaster, and you know, you were with your child and he was having fun. But now 45 minutes, the roller, you keep on going. What is going to be your condition? You're just waiting. When will he come? You know, and then you are getting upset and all that. And what kind of, you know, this magic mountain, how do they run their operation? Blah, blah, blah. You're very upset, but 45, you can't do anything, right? You're stuck. You are there, you are chained in. If you try to open that, you will fall out and get killed. So after 45 minutes and you are all sweating and heart is beating and shaking, finally they call that guy, he comes, he fixes it, and you get off and your legs are wobbly. Now they tell you that get back on the roller coaster, will give you a free ride. Sorry for the sorry for the poor service. How many will get on, right? Nobody. So that is how our life is. We are on this roller coaster of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. And the software engineer is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He says, I'm giving you the key, I'm giving you the password to turn off this roller coaster and get off. But we go on and on and on and on and never want to leave. Your idea should be that I'm tired of this up and down, in and out, birth and death, birth and... How many lifetimes are you going to make me do that, Bhagavan? Just give me the key. And that is what he has done. You know, Bhagavan said, I have given you the password. All you have to do is just enter it. And you can get out of this roller coaster of birth and death, you know. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatre shayanam. How many times will you enter a mother's womb? Are you not tired of that? And the ABCD and learning that and being, you know, diaper change and all that, going through all that, it should create vairagya, renunciation. Then and then alone you will be able to. Otherwise, we are so attached to things that that moment we sit for meditation or puja or study, our mind goes to objects I like. So he says life is, we have to see constantly what am I putting into life and what am I getting out of it. I am putting in effort, but I am not getting the result. Why? Because our effort is in the wrong direction. Our effort all the time is only objects, emotions, thoughts. How can I get more objects, more love, more knowledge? And very few people say, how can I get God? How can I reach God? So that life, but detachment cannot be forced. See, you cannot forcefully detach. It's like a little baby. Now she's holding your phone or your glasses or something, you know, and you're afraid she'll throw and break it. If you try to forcefully pull from her, what, she's going to cry, right? No, I don't want to give it up. So what you do, you give her her favorite toy, a doll or something that she likes. And when she holds on, then, you know, you gently can take it. So same way, the mind, if you forcefully say, from tomorrow you won't watch soap operas, or from tomorrow you won't go shopping unnecessarily, tomorrow or from tomorrow you'll reduce your buying, your shopping, your clothes, your jewelry, your, you don't need more of this, don't need more of that. Mind will rebel. So you tell the mind, you know, give him something better. So give the mind the Lord. And once the mind tastes that, the joy of this, the Lord within, then to drop is automatically. So you have to grow out of it. Just as a baby, she was so attached to her doll. But when she's 16 years old, does she want her doll anymore? No. Now she wants a car. You know, she wants a new Toyota. So similarly, you and I have to outgrow our fascination for the world and increase our fascination for God, increase our demand for God, and we have to grow out of it. So that's what Bhagavan says, that the mind can be stilled by regular practice, by regular chanting the name of the Lord, by observing the breath, by remembering God, and by knowing that my true nature is divinity and this world is here. As long as I am there, I deal with the world, but that is not my true home. That is not my true nature. That's why so many bhajans say, you know, let's go back to our home. You know, ghir chalo. You know, there are so many bhajans. Let us go back. So what is my true home? My true home is Om. So that's why when they say Hari Om, what it means is Hari Home. Mm-hmm. Come home to your true nature. So that is this verse which says, yes, through detachment and through practice, it can happen. So practice and detach. Then and then alone the mind can be stilled, because the mind runs into things that it is attached to.